This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that he is proud of the manner in which the multi-party delegations presented India's views in various countries on the need to eradicate the menace of terrorism following the Pahalgam terror attack and Operation Sindoor. Yesterday evening, Prime Minister hosted the members of the multi-party delegations comprising parliamentarians and former diplomats who travelled to 33 world capitals over the past few weeks. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that these representatives played a crucial role in elaborating India's commitment to peace and the need to eradicate the menace of terrorism. He added that the country is proud of the manner in which they put forward India's voice. Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, who led the delegation to the Americas, praised Prime Minister Modi for giving an opportunity in the service of the nation.
I think he saw this as an opportunity to thank the delegations for their service, and he was very pleasant. He spent more than an hour with all of us. It was not a formal meeting at all. There were no formal speeches, or even those of us who had given him our reports on the trip did not present those reports or speak to them particularly. But it was a good, lively, informal conversation. And we all suggested we should make a practice of this more often, sending MPs to engage with legislators in other countries. And the Prime Minister certainly seemed to take that idea on board.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that India's push for next-gen infrastructure is powered by sustainability and long-term vision. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said it is laying the foundations of a self-reliant India. The Prime Minister said it has been 11 years of infra revolution with outstanding infrastructure being added that has enhanced India's growth trajectory. He said from railways to highways, ports to airports, India's rapidly expanding infra network is boosting ease of living and enhancing prosperity. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that the government has set a target of 3 lakh crore rupees defence production by 2029. Addressing an event on the topic National Security and Terrorism organised in Dehradun, Uttarakhand, he said that the country's exports in the sector will reach 50,000 crore by that time. The Defence Minister underlined that the annual defence production, which was around 40,000 crore rupees in 2014, has crossed the record figure of 1.30 lakh crore rupees. He further added that the government has set a target of 1.75 lakh crore defence production by this year. Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnaw said that the capital expenditure has grown significantly in the last 11 years, reaching 11.2 lakh crore rupees in 2024-25. In a special article over the completion of 11 years of government, the minister said that in the last decade, physical infrastructure in Bharat has grown at a rapid pace. He added that nearly 59,000 kilometers of highways have been built and over 37,500 kilometers of railway tracks laid. Talking about digital transformation, the minister said India's digital public infrastructure has become a global benchmark. UPI, Aadhaar and DigiLocker are now studied globally for their scale and inclusiveness. Launch of Axiom 4 mission carrying Indian astronaut Subhanshu Shukla to space has been postponed again due to leak of liquid oxygen in propulsion system. In a social media post, ISRO chairman V. Narayanan said that the leakage was detected in the propulsion bay during the hot test which was carried out on the launch pad. Dr. Narayanan said, based on the discussion on this issue by ISRO team with the experts of Axiom and SpaceX, it has been decided to correct the leak and carry out necessary validation tests before clearing for the launch. The Axiom 4 mission was scheduled to be launched this evening at 5:30 p.m. IST from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in the U.S. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tributes to the great poet and social reformer Sant Kabir Das on his birth anniversary, who devoted his life towards social harmony. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "There is simplicity of words and depth of emotions in his couplets, due to which he has a deep impact on Indian people." The Prime Minister highlighted that his contribution to removing the evils prevalent in society will always be remembered with reverence. Extreme heat wave has swept across most parts of northern India, with temperatures rising above normal. Bathinda in Punjab recorded a scorching 47.6 degrees Celsius yesterday, while Ganganagar in Rajasthan saw temperatures soar to 47.4 degrees Celsius. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heatwave conditions will continue in Rajasthan, Haryana, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh for the next 3 days. And with that, we end this news bulletin.